Good morning. This past week's daf was daf Samach Gimel, 8th perek of Maseches Nedarim. Let's see the Mishnah. Koinim yayin shani toyim lashonu. Mishnah Samach Gimel. Koinim yayin shani toyim lashonu. Person asks himself yayin lashonu. Right, we'll see in a minute. Nisabra Hashono. Yeah. But he's asking on himself Yayin. Nisabra Hashono also bo uvibura. Zok the Mishnah, Nisabra Hashono, which means that it's an Ibiyor, there's an extra Ador. Zok the Mishnah also bo uvibura. Let's see the Ran over here. Zoktan koinem yain shani toim lushono. Nisab hashono also bo uvibura. We'll see in a minute what was the lotion that he used over here. Kvakasapta lemaila, Zoktan. Ran mentions what he said before. The Gemara before brought this Mishnah, or a brisa similar to this Mishnah in the previous Sugya. Ikra buse detanum. The Tan is coming to say that he's also be ibura. Ikra avusi the Tan that afil nerdim mitchilas hashono. Even someone that's being nerdim mitchilas hashono, kivon do omar hashono lo yamrinon shona achas ko omar el also ba uvi ibura dehaino yid gimel chodesh. The Ikra chodesh of the Mishnah is coming to say that. I mean, there's a case that he's also bibura. Where does it happen after me that he should be also be ibura? Is that he'll have 30 months? He can have 30 months if he's standing between us hashana.
Are you like making that of hashana?
Maybe it means alef nisan.
No, it's Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah,
we're talking Tishrei. Right? We're talking Tishrei. Tishrei. See, because he's asking this year, he's making what?
Are you allowed to make a nether on Rosh Hashanah?
What's special about Rosh Hashanah?
On Yom Tov, are you allowed to make a nether on Yom Tov?
Any reason why not? Well, what do you have some sources on this?
No, I'm asking a question. I'm just, for some reason, I thought that that's something you're not supposed to do on Yom Tov. I don't know.
I don't know. But the truth is, I mean, I think what the Rana is saying, I don't think he necessarily means that you're on Rosh Hashanah. The point is he wants to have 13 months. That's
right.
What he wants to have.
It could be Beis or Gimel Tishrei. It's still like 13 months. That's what he's saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wait, because you're not to build a bama on Yom
Tov? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is Zokter Ran, it's not normal. The Ran says that the Chiddush over here is that he's after 30 months, and we might have thought otherwise that maybe he's only asking something which is a regular 12 month year when he says, now like this. Now we're talking about that he's asking this year. And that's what we're talking about over here. He's answering this year, like we'll see in a minute.
So when the year is up, the question is it over at Chaf Tes, El or Chaf Tes Av? That's the question?
Right. Now like this.
What is that?
Is it 12 months, and since there's two Adars, the Nether is over at the end of Av? Or is it 13 months and it's a full year and Ibura was included, so it's the Nether is over at the end of Elul?
Okay, I got you.
Mm-hmm. But what we see from over here is in the Ran that were he to be of some other place in middle of the year, then there will be no Shaila. And no Shaila because he at least means and I mean it's at least going to be sorry, what I mean to say is that, you know, if he's standing in the middle, then it's poshut that that it's also till Tishrei, right? Even though you're cheshming two others there, right?
Because it's not more than a 12-month period, and the whole shaila is, once 12 months are up, is that considered a year without it being to the end of the calendar year?
So let's see what he's saying. Let's see, he's asking this year, and let's see, in the case that the Ran's talking about, that he's standing, you know, on Tishrei, right? And he's asking this year, so the this year might be the length of a regular year playing out on this year, right? That's the chiddush, that it's not 12 months, it's 13 months, right? But he's asking this year. Now, it would seem from the Ran, like I was saying before, that if he was standing some place further on, then there will be no shiloh. Then for sure he's asking till the end of the year, even though what he's saying doesn't necessarily mean a number of months. Right? This is just to work out a little bit. Right? I mean, when someone's asking this year, so the nether is definitely over on Tishrei. Right? It's not anything past the current year that he's holding in. And therefore, really, wherever he's standing, you know, that will make a difference in how long the nether is. Right? Without getting into the Iber issue over here, right? So he's answering this year. Now the Ran tells us that there would be a component of what he's saying, that is, there would be a such a Saka Daitach, that even though he's saying this year, but he means this year with the length of a regular year, right? So therefore, you know, the nether is starting now, right? He's answering this, specifically this, it's this year, but the length of it doesn't necessarily take us to the end of this year, because he's asking something which has, you know, the length of a regular year, right, were he to make a nether now, right? Now I'm just pointing out is that, I mean, if you look at it like that, then, you know, what happens if he's holding in Shvat, right? If it'll be a regular year, you know, he'd be Osir X amount of months from here to the end, right? It doesn't seem to be from the Ran that there's any Havamin over there that we would only Cheshvin like a regular year, right? And ask him to there, right? So that may be something that needs a little explanation. What exactly is the gather of what we're saying over here, right? You know, if why is it that there's only a Havamina that if it's a full year? I mean, what he's doing over here, he's not necessarily asking a full year, right? The nether over here, Be'etzem, is a nether till the end of this year. That's what it is, right? And that's what he's saying. If he was standing, you know, toward the end of the year, then the year might just be, the nether might end just for one or two months, possibly, right? So that's in essence what he's saying over here. However, that when you mention year, right, to the end of the year, you're talking about a year. This is a Saka Daitach that you're referring to a regular year, and it's not going to be more than 12 months total. But Le'idach Yisa, that if it's not going to be more than 12 months, then it's partial to us that you're including the Eber to get to the end of the year. Right? Right? That's what I think we see from the Ran over here. Right, and that just needs a little bit of explanation. Monoshach, and as what if he's reckoning with a regular year? So a regular year, you know, is over. You know, after the a regular year. Okay, I think it really depends on how many where he's standing. Remember, I mean, if he's standing before Adar, right? So a regular year, he would have a certain number, right? This year he has a certain an additional number of months to that. So what I just want to understand over here is that monoshoch, and if he's working with a regular year, as if it's a regular year, so then you know he's that really should play out wherever he's standing. Right? You have, you know, there's an extra month over here, and he's asking something. You know, I'll pee the gedorim of a regular year. So that means we shouldn't have, you know, a double number of adors. If he's saying over here that if you're standing, you know, after Tishrei, then it's possible to us that we would cheshbon both adars, only because you're standing on Tishrei and it's a number of 13, right? So that this needs a little beer.
Maybe if you remember back by the beginning of the parak, Rabbi Yirmiyah said l'cheshitech shach tzarch she'ilu l'chacham.
Okay.
So, when it's machlokes rishonim, but according to some rishonim, when the year is up, if you made a nether for this year and the year is up and it's only 3 months, so you're not mutter drabanan until you get the sheil chacham. So you're not mutter. The year is up, but you still can't drink the wine or whatever because you still need a she'elas chacham.
Okay, I'm just trying to follow where you're headed.
But when 12 months are up, that's called a year. When 12 months are up, for sure, you don't need a she'elas chacham anymore. When the whole reason you might need a she'elas chacham is the 12 months didn't pass.
Mm-hmm.
So you
want to say this Gemara has to do with that halacha there?
So if it's Rosh Hashanah, if you made the nether on Rosh Hashanah,
right,
and 12 months passed, so you see once 12 months passed, you're for sure mekayim the a year's worth,
right?
So maybe you don't have to go to the end of the year. It's just the maximum is 12 months to the end of this year, or a maximum 12 months. That would be the half of it. You understand what I'm saying?
So what you he's
see,
saying?
Because you see that even when the year is up, if it's less than 12 months, you're not really done according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. You need a she'ela l'chacham.
Okay.
So you see that really, if 12 months is a standard year, when 12 months are up, then you don't need a she'elas chacham anymore.
Okay. So it's because of that.
So I don't know. That's where my mind is working, but I don't know if I'm going anywhere.
Okay. Okay, I have to think about that. How that halacha is playing a role over here. Okay, so that is just a point over here, which I think just needs to be nachal to look down. Like what exactly this that the Saka Taitach is that he's working with a regular year. Why does it only affect?
Are we talking about where already it was Ma'uber when he made the nether, or
the Gemara? The Gemara discusses both possibilities.
Right. In other words, it sort of makes sense if the year wasn't Ma'uber and he made it to the end of the year, you might have a Havamina to think that it's you know 7 months, and then they were Ma'uber the year, so that doesn't make it 8 months. And that's what the Ron is saying. No, in other words, a year is like what you said, is a minimum of 12 months or till the, you know, till the last day of Elul.
But what is he asking? He's asking a year, or he's asking this year?
So again, the Ron is saying that he's asking this year,
right?
Right. But when he made the nether, if they weren't Ma'aber the year yet, so this year was a 7 month length. Now they were Ma'aber the year. There might be a Havamina to think that, oh, when he said this year, he meant you know, the upcoming 7 months. Then they were ma'abed the year. So that's what the Ram is saying, is that that's pasha, that it still goes to the end of Elul, and he didn't mean, you know, just 7 months when he said the year. He meant mamash to the end of the year, but if he made it in Tishrei, we would say that he didn't mean 12 months.
Well, so let's say that again. See, even what you're saying, I would still need explanation. In other words, if you want to say that the Havamina comes, and we'll see the Cheshvan the Gibor, from the fact that he didn't know that this month was Me'uber, and therefore his nether was thinking, you know, of whatever he's saying, without an extra adder, so why would that make a difference where he's standing? Whether there's 12 months ahead of him, or 12 or 13, or it's a question of you know, 4 or 5.
Because
he's asking this year, right? This year means to the end of the year, and if the difference is that whether he's how long the rest of the year is, so why should that make a difference? That's just one knows. Where does this idea of a 12-month cap come from? This akadaitach, as opposed to, if it's not 12 months, then even if it's something, you know, that he wasn't aware of, according to what you're saying, you know, that would make a difference.
So I think they're on the same. The Havamina to think that he means up to a maximum of a 12-month period, but there isn't a Havamina to think that it was a maximum of 7 months. In other words, 7 months clearly isn't, you know, a Havamina to think that it's a year.
But he's not really come to answer a year. That's what the question is based on. He's not really come to answer a year. He's come to answer until the end of the year. That's what he's coming to do.
That's what he's coming to do. But the question is, what is a habamin of what he...
Right.
When he's
standing at the beginning of the year, maybe that's the problem. When he's saying the beginning, I mean, there's a year, even though he's saying till the end of the year, but there is an idea of a year in his mind, because that is what is left till the end of the year. In this scenario, there's a full year in front of him. So even though he's saying to the end of the year, but that's...
And he means 12 months, you know.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
But I haven't meaning to think that he meant 7 months. That's, I think, the Ram is saying that there isn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have something just totally, like, out of left wing.
Okay.
That's the right expression. I didn't get to, disclaimer, I didn't get this from Mechibus, I read this by myself, so I really, it's just my own ideas.
Mm-hmm.
My default understanding of this whole sukkah was that I was standing on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the whole question of the 12 versus 13 months is, because when he says this year, he's saying till the end of Adar, which Adar would be included, and that throws into the Sefer, which is, if he says Ad Rosh Adar, then which Adar is Rosh Chodesh Adar? But the ratio of the mission is talking about till the end of the year, till the end of Adar, which Adar is it? It's like, I learned the sukkah entirely differently. I obviously, you know, that's why I responded before, like, this is a Shredish tishim, it's Shredish nizan. But, you know, the world seemed to, like, know.
Well, let's see, yeah, I mean, let's... I mean, first of all, see... In the previous Mishnah, I think it's Mevui, right? I guess maybe it will make a difference in what he said, right? But it's Mevui in the Mishnah that when you say, right, this year, so it's over on Tishrei, right?
What did I say that?
Yeah, that's talking about whether Rosh Hashanah or Shabbos or Shemitah is Lehaba or Le'ava, right?
Also, Bechol Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah lo osid lovu.
Where right? are
we
reading?
That's now in your scenario, if you're standing on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so you're not saying this year, you're saying a year, right? Which is about the safe of that Mishnah, right? At Shona Echod.
Maybe he's right? saying this year from Nissan to Nissan.
You say even
so that's like a new kind of case. Right? A new kind of case.
Right.
We'll see about that. What?
Are you saying even if he said ER, he means the end of the year is Nissan? Or right? Are you saying that...
Right. I hear what you're saying. It's not Mustaba that if he's standing in the middle of the year and he says until the end of this year, he means the Nevada, he probably means the end of Tishrei. The end of Elul.
I mean that's the difference that the Mishnah Milim Perek makes, right? We'll see maybe in the round that in such a situation where he talks about a year which starts from now, right? We'll see in the round that there are differences in that. But what we had till this point in the Mishnah Milim Perek was that if he says a Mashmois, which is this year, so it goes to the end of this year, no matter how many months are left, mm-hmm. or if he says Shona Achas, that's when we have this halacha of a Meis Leis. You know, you come back to this point of time, which we'll see about that in the Ran. how the Eber affects that such a case.
Can we say that we see from the Mishnayos beforehand that Shona Achas is more chamer than Shana Zu? Shana Zu is only at the end of this year, but Shana Achas means a full 12 months. And since Shana Achas is more chamer, we'd have the maximum of Shana Achas. That's the most chamer level. So the most is going to be 12 months. When you say Shana Achas is 12 months, it's not 13 months.
So we'll have to see why that is so. Why that is so? One might, right? I mean, Shana Achas. You see. I mean, the pshat in that is when you say Shana Achas, and you're saying, you know, more chomer. See, it's not so much a question of being more chomer. Shana Achas means you're referring, right? You're referring to a full cycle, right? It's not like more chomer. So you know, whatever that full cycle is, it happens to be that when you're talking about that and you're not relating to a specific year, so then on the contrary, over there, you know, it's pocket dependent on a stam year, which is only a 12 month, the Ran says. Right? And so now we're talking about what he said to the end of this year. That's really what he's saying. Right? So you know, the fact that if he says a full year, it's 12 months is only because it doesn't relate to this year itself. That's why, right? It's a year, right? It's okay for, you know, so you know, most years are not, and I'm Uber, so that's why, you know, we assume that it's a stam year. As a matter of fact, the Ran talks about that maybe you don't even have to mekayim that right now, right? That's what the Ran talks about, you know, right? I mean, theoretically, you don't have to, I'm saying, but the net that could be in the sky any year. You didn't really necessarily, make the nether on this year itself. Right, okay, we'll get to that. Right. So that's why it's really two different things, and that's the question that we're asking, is that, you know, what's if there's some kind of secondary machshava that he has over here that, you know, he means, you know, measured according to a regular year, so why is that only affecting, you know, the maximum of 12 months, you know, as okay. So let's see. So the Ran tells us over here that the Iker Chiddush of this Mishnah is where you might have thought where might have made an afkamina is the question of whether there's an Isra of 12 or 13 months. If he's standing at the beginning of the year, so he has the full year in front of him, and over here there would have been a half minute to think that the Iber is not part of the part of the cheshbon.
They never would have havamina that the second month of Adar is not part of the cheshbon. The only havamina is that the
it's a number. It's really initial of a number.
It'll be that you don't have to do el.
That's taken more accurate, like you're saying. So let's see again. So I'm saying the round over here.
Where are you reading?
The round. The round of the Mishnah.
Oh, it's on the second
month. Elo osir bo uvi ibura dahainu yud gimel chaydish. Akoponim, so that's what we understand what the Ran means. Miudafko, and this is where he makes the point over here. Miudafko ba oma hashono inami shonazu, that he's answering specifically this year. Avo bo ima shona achas tam.
Well, our Mishnah says Lashana.
Lashana.
How do you know it says Lashana?
I saw it in my head.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between Le and La? La, here. Kim Pishpun, the English. Kim Shik, I'm a Lashan, but first, I'm a Lashan, but first, I'm a The Rosh is actually Goyas, Hashana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is Mishnah.
Yeah.
Did we say what the difference between Le and La is?
Right, we've seen that before.
What?
What?
We've seen before the Lashana is different,
yeah. But what did we say before the difference was?
Now you're asking a different question.
So like this. So, you know, I don't know exactly the didictic over here, and maybe that will help us in the mission itself. Now, I mean, I see the Ran over here is making this difference. So, like we had in the past, that sometimes that the exact nusach that the Mishnah uses is not really the point, since we know what the lashon we're talking about, and the Ikar Chiddush is a different point. But the Ran definitely is saying, right,
it means this year.
Hashon, right.
This year. Right. That's
what we're saying. Mm-hmm. Right. Miudafku b'm Hashon inam yishon ezu. Avadu im yishon ha'ach estam. Ein chodesh yibu b'chlau. Zok the Ran, that were he to say, Shono achas, ein chodesh ibe bechlal.
Then it's 12 months, whatever 12 months are.
See, even though it takes 30 months to get back to this point of time, right? And he said one year.
But
right?
Once you say Shono achas, it's not even this year. It's
okay. Well,
it's
okay, but that's the round we're going to get to. We'll get to that in a second. Right, we'll see about that, right? Ein chodesh ibe bechlal. Even though that year that he made the nether was a shana muberes, nevertheless he's only also 12 months. Right. So the halacha that chodesh ibe bechlal zoktuman is taka dafka in the case when you made the nether you asked this year. Right. That's when you have the halacha that you'll be also 13 months. But if a person makes a nether and he's asering Oshana Achas, even though the upcoming year that we he's standing in right now is Oshana Muberes, like we're saying that to come to get back to this point of time, or even
Oshana Achas has nothing to do with this year though. It's just that it means 12 months. The word Oshana Achas means 12 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll see about that. The Ran's going to talk about that. Right, but that is what the Ranzim say. But we'll see in a minute, like this. So he's answering Shana Achas, Ein Chodesh Ibe Bechlal. Apal Pi Shoyes Shana Shenada Ba Muberes. So that's stressing, right? Even though the year that he's standing is Muberes. Shaharei, this is your point. Shaharei Im Lo Yinog Be Isuro Shana Zu. The Ran says because if he was not knowing the Isur. In this year, mashlim shana haba abshuta. He could be mashlim a different year. And that means that intrinsically this neder doesn't relate to this year specifically.
And that,
he asked in 1 year.
That's not being ma'acher, that's not bal ta'acher.
It is. The Ram says like this, V'afal pisha also loy lasis kei betchil, the ikka bal ta'acher, zok the Ram, that even though he really, the chatchil is now, he has to be mekayim b'neder now because of bal ta'acher. Now there is a discussion over here by Nidre Isser, whether there is a din of bal ta'acher. The Achronim point out that the Ram over here assumes as a dov of poshut that by nidre iser, right? It's not only by nidorim, by nidre hektish,
or tzedaka,
right? So nidre mitzvah, right? Those kind of right. The Ram says over here that nidre iser, there is also a din of bal ta'acher. That itself is a discussion. We'll put that on the side for right now, okay? Let's not lose the train over here, the train of thought. The Ran says that if someone asks a shana achas, 1 year, the Ran says, then that's poshut over here, that ein ha'ibr b'chlal, meaning to say that even if the year that he's standing is a shana muberes, the year only has 12 months.
I don't understand the raya. What if it was the other way around? What if he made the neder in the Shana Peshuta, and then he was over about Ta'acha, and then he has to be mashed in the next year, next year the Shana Mubaris? It didn't have to be 30 months.
Okay, I want to talk about that. Right, okay. That's a point.
Did he say Shana Zu or Shana Achas?
Shana Achas.
Mm-hmm. Right. So let's hear what the Ran's saying. Right? So the Ran says like this, that if someone asks a year, Zok the Ran, even though he's standing in Shana Muberes, and I'd say he's being Mekayim in Shana Muberes, nevertheless, it's only 12 months. Why Zok the Ran? Zok the Ran, because the neder that he made right now, could be Niskayim even in a Shana Pshuta, Zok the Ran.
He has to do with the Shana. It can start Yud Gimel Shvat to next year Yud Gimel Shvat. It's nothing to do with the calendar year.
Nothing to do with
It's not starting with Rosh Hashanah. It's not ending with Rosh Hashanah. It's not totally on a year. It's totally on Me'es Le'es 12 months.
Me'es Le'es 12 months.
It's not a year. Shana Achas means 12 months.
It does. I mean.
When you say a day, Yom Echad, it means 24 hours. If you started at 4:02 in the afternoon, it goes to 4:02 tomorrow.
Okay, right.
So when you say Shana Achas, it's a 12-month period. It starts whenever you set it.
So I don't. That doesn't necessarily have to be so. We'll see. I mean, the Ran seems to say that since you could be Mekayimit in a 12-month period, so therefore the nether itself is not more than 12 months, which that's what Yehuda is being ma'ir over here, that who says that year means 12 months? Year means year, right? There happen to be two sizes of a year, right? A year maybe might just, you know, be from the beginning to the end, like a full cycle. And depends on, you know, when what year you're up to. That's what you need to do.
When you say Shana Achas, don't you mean a 12-month period? Don't you mean
Me'es
Le'es? Isn't that what?
But what is Me'es Le'es? Me'es Le'es might mean to come to this period of time again. So if you have, so you might have 13 months.
That's a full cycle. So now it's 12 months. Now it's 13 months. That's Me'es Le'es.
Right. See. Really, we could start thinking about even in months also. Right. Right. You know, we have. Right. Right. So I mean, what would you say over there? Right. When you say a month, right? What are you referring to? A certain number of days. When you say month. Right. You know.
So maybe, what's the answer on that?
Right.
When you say a month. Is it 29 days or 30 days?
So in
you say Chodesh Echad.
Yeah, so in this mission over here.
We're talking about Samach and Aleph?
Yeah. Right? What do we know in this mission? Right? This is really the Shaila here. I mean, the Mishnah says v'yoyim l'yoyim, right? That's what Mishnah says on all of these.
The Ran implies it says claim a heck of effort.
And understanding is, if you say Shana Achas, you mean you wanted to start right away?
See, this Mishnah really doesn't, I mean, you know, our Mishnah really brings in the Nisabra Hashana. This Mishnah over here doesn't discuss the halacha of Sam Shana. I mean, according to what the Ran is telling us right now, right, that the Ran is telling us in the Chaman, then it's possible that it's not really a full hekif.
Right.
Right? That's what comes
when
down.
When you say Shana Zu, obviously, right, you can't be Mekayim next year because it's only Shana Zu. The
right.
Nether's on Shana Zu.
Right.
If you did Shana Zu, you Mekayim the Nether. If you don't do Shana Zu, you're not Mekayim the Nether. But next year, it's no Shaka Zu.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You say Shana Achas,
mm-hmm,
you really mean that it should start right away? That's what you mean? But if it doesn't, if you don't
so,
start.
So from the Ran, sounds like that, not necessarily. It's only the Baal Ta'achar which might cause you to start right away. But Mitzad the Nether itself, rest me have
it can
the choice.
Any year.
Any year. Mm-hmm.
It can be 10 years from now.
Right. We'll see. Maybe the Ran, definitely at this point in the Ran, that's the Ran saying, yeah.
And then when you choose the year that you want it to be, you have to say, this is going to be my year. You have to designate it or something?
That's a good question. How that, you know, do you lock yourself in at a certain point in time? I don't know.
Is it subject to the five-way machlokes about the Achadikav Kabbanas, about the Yom Tovim, or is that only by Kabbanas?
I mean, how long the Achar is?
Yeah.
I don't know. Didn't think about that. In that sugi, there's two things. You have the loisa say in the essay. Right? There's different cheshbonis. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, there's an essay. I think that you over even before shall the game go and go. Right.
I mean, there's a whole pasuk that includes various things after the Gemara. So is this Ran, like, to me it feels like it's like hard to reconcile with the Ran on Sana Chomadala, which has Hekaf Echad.
So I would say that he's taka not discussing Iber over there, right? In Wachanami, right? He's not discussing an Iber option over there. But Nochanami, at that point, I thought that it's Dafke, you know, like a Mace kind of idea. You got to arrive back, you know, Koyes Chaya, you know, that kind is Ach, right? And then, therefore, it's an Eber, you know, you need that also, right? But I see from over here not, so it seems like that mission is Taka speaking without an Eber. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, so we just sort of got, yeah.
So what's the raya from Shana Achas? That's my original question.
I'm with you on that. So just to speak out the ha'or that came out from over here. So then we're talking about in Chadoshim also, right? There's two types of Chadoshim. That maybe we need to know. According to this Ran, let's just speak to them and come back, because there is a difference, and we'll see from how the Ran speaks when it's dependent on. And as follows. So the Ran says like this. The Ran says that since if a person asks himself for a year, he could be kaim it in a Shana Pshuta. So therefore, the Ran says, the essence of the Nether is only mechayiv that much of a Shana Pshuta. And therefore, even when you mekayim it in a shana muberes, it's not more than 12 months. as the Ran says. Now Yehuda's being a shayla over here, which also bothered me a little bit. That, you know, you ask it a year, you know, where does months come into the picture? Right? Why is it that we're assuming that a year is a certain number of months, and if it could begin its kaim in 12 months, so therefore the nether can't be more than 12 months. That's what the essence of the nether is. Right? Why? What do you see from over here? Right? The year, you know, is intrinsically a number of months. That's what year means. The year doesn't, you know, mean, you know, a cycle of a year to come back to this certain point of time. Right? If that's what it was, that's you who's asking. Since a year is a year, so fine, you know, it might be longer, might be shorter, but you know, that's what it is. Yeah. So depending on when you're being mekayim it, you know, you didn't make it to the end of the year. You asked it a year. Right? Seems to be that a year maybe is a certain number of months. That's what year means.
That's just in the Hava, right? We do count.
Where are you? No, we're right now in the next step in the Ran. The next step in the Ran is the Ran says, our mission is talking about when you ask it this year, right? So that was a Hava. 12 months come out from. If you're asking this year, if you're specifically asking this, asking an Issa to the end of this year, so then it'll be as long as it takes you to get to the end of the year, which will be 13 months. Now the Ran comes to say that however, if you ask it 1 year, not this year, but if you ask it a year, so that the Ran says that then this nether is niskayim in 12 months. And the Ran says that even if you made the nether on a shana muberes, and even if you be mekayim it on a shana muberes, it's not more than 12 months, because one year means 12 months, and the Ran says that the proof to that is because if you ask it 1 year, it's possible that you could be mekayim it on any year be'etzem, right? You know, it's niskayim on any year. So if you've been niskayim in 12 months. So that's noisenes, which we don't understand why it has to be noisenes, but that's noisenes that therefore, that in any situation, it could be niskayim in 12 months. And there's never a time that's mechayiv more than 12 months. Mm-hmm. You saw that part of the Ran?
Mi'udafka. I guess I wasn't paying attention good enough for a second, but I see it now.
See, we were carrying on to third line, mi'udafka. Okay, so I'll read it again. See, you want to pick up from Mihu Dafka? You see that what it is? That's the third line in the Ran. This that the Tana says that the Shana Muberes is Bechal means say that you'll be also 13 months is only if he said a Loshan which the nether itself would specifically be referring to this year. Mm-hmm. Were he to say 1 year, ein chodesh or iber b'chlal, then if he's answering a year, then the chodesh iber not be b'chlal, and he'll be only also 12 months. Afal pisha seshana shenoda b'muberes, even though that year that he made the nether was a shana muberes. And he explained, Shaharei, imloy nohag be'isur shana zu, because the truth is that the nether really doesn't relate to this year, because if he was not noig in this year, mashlo mishana habo apshuta, he could really make up, he could mekayim the nether in the next year. He wasn't over anything right over here now, because the nether was not specifically on this year, and he could do it in a different year, mishana habo apshuta. So that's his point. His point over here is that if you mekayim the nether on the shana habshuta, which is 12 months, that is an indication that is the extent of the nether. Right, the Ran says. Right, which we're questioning why that necessarily should follow. Now the Ran over here, Teich Tavor, is mentioning something which is a side point. Even though that in actuality he's really not allowed to decide to came his nether on a different year because of Baal Ta'achar. However, Kivan Shem Icher, if Maisa he is Ma'achar the nether, then Mishalim B'Shona Acheres. If that's true, so then the nether was not established specifically with this year, which is Muberes. Right, that's what we see from the Ran over here. The fact that the nether could be miskayim on a Shana Pshuta or 12 month, so that is a hechacha, that's a proof that the nether itself is 12 months. And therefore, whenever he's mekayim it, it's only 12 months, even though it might not actually end up being a full year. Now, let's see a little bit over here, just one more, the Rajba. He brings the Rajba. The Rajba goes a step further, and says that feel bem shona achas mi yom ze ein khader she ibe bkhlal. The Ran says, the Rashba says a step further, that if he says 1 year and he specifically states that the nether should start now, so that means that the nether is tak relates to this year specifically. Even in this case, ein chodesh she'ibe b'chlal. Now, if we were to explain what the pshat in this is, I think we would understand the explanation is that. The essence of the nether is not changing. All he's doing is that he's establishing a starting point. But just like we said a step before, that Shana Achas refers to a 12-month period intrinsically. So when he says starting from now, that's just a starting point. But the essence of the nether doesn't change. Now the Rashi brings a rag. We're not going to go into that right now. I would like to pick up after the Rashi.
Well, what about you asked beforehand about if you say Chodesh Echad, is it 29 or 30 or what happens with that?
There could be a difference with Chodesh. You know, this is perfectly true, but it's pretty true. Mm-hmm. Is that The majority of years are 12 months.
Right. This is the point that I was going to mention. Let's see. So
Chodesh is
50-50.
Wow.
So what would that?
Six months that are 29, 6 months are 30.
Yeah, that's almost true.
I think so. Right, Rabbi Weinstein?
It's almost true, right? Again, you have a chaser in the malay. A year is a month is 29 days, 12 hours, and 44.
See, it also has to
minutes.
Do with how they were makabed, you know, right. In different points of time.
Right. Nowadays, we've got years.
No, but that's true. But that's always true. Is that a month is slightly more than 29 and a half days? So
no, in terms of what 29, 30 days, no one's counting the the murdered.
Right, but if you want to know
over
how many
year, over the
if you
year,
want to, if
to
you
balance
want to know,
it out, there has to be half 29 days and half 30 days.
If you're
it's even if you're subject to ages, ages it has to be adjusted because you end up to be in the
right. The average is going to come out slightly more than 50-50 that it's going to be 30, but very slightly. It's like
so more often it's going to be 30 than 29.
Very slightly, right? Because you have to account for the 44 minutes. So eventually that's going to add up to a month.
So in other words, by a year, it's not so much on his das that it could be an
idiot. Right. There it's 7 out of 19.
No, it could go either way.
So let's just hear that for a second. So let's go back to the premise, the hanocha of the Ran, when the Ran said before, is that when a person makes a neder of a year, so he could be mekayimit in the shana pshuto, which is 12 months, and that has a bearing, therefore, on the essence of the neder, that the neder could always be niskayim, right? Now, when we're talking about a month, right? So what would you say over there? That a person asks a month, so could he be mekayim that in a 29-day month or not? What would you say over there? Now, is that this difference that we're making is that the reason why he could be mekayim, let's say, by the year in a shana pshuta, is because most years are like that, so he had that in mind that it could be niskayim in a shana pshuta, whereas by a month, maybe most months are 30 days, so that really wasn't in his kavana.
I don't think he was thinking so deeply into it. You just said Sharacha, so Chodesh Shachar. I don't think he's
so,
month 30 days, is a month 29 days. I don't think he's such a lambda.
So if, according to what you're saying, which I would also think like that, that in Hanami, you know, he's just saying, you know, a month, whatever is a month. That means right. that it would include a 29-day month. Right? So now let's talk about the second step. So if that first step is true, that if a person asks a month, he could be mekayim in a 29-day month. Now would that be in a sense, according to the way the Ran is talking, that once you can be mekayim in this shorter amount, so that becomes what the essence of the nether is, would that be in a sentence over here also, therefore even in a 30-day month you can be mekayim in 29 days or not? What do you think?
I don't think so. I like what Shlomo said, that by the years we have a shayla. In other words, the Ran says be'hekef echad, then this Mishnah gets into, well, what does shana mean? Right? We don't ask the question about Kodesh. Why are we not worried? Why are we not asking that question? Because by month, it's on his mind. He knows it could be this, it could be that. Hekefecha would mean whichever way it plays out this coming month. Hekefecha. But by years, since it's not so even, and most the roiv is the shana pshuta, so now we have a shayla, we have to clear.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That could be. Mm-hmm. This mission over here talks about the finish in Savashon. Tan doesn't say this, that's a good horror. This is related specifically, Tana tells us this din in a year, in a Iber Yor, a year that has an extra month. Tan is not telling us this halacha in a chodesh. Could be mashmois in that over there is poshut. Over there you don't have this chiluk. But we're really talking about. Let me just think over here. See, we're not even talking about that case that we're discussing now. Now, our Mishnah is talking about when you said zoo, right? And the Tanis come tell me they don't think he means like a regular. So over there you have that original svar, right? That when he says zoo, right, since months, you know, are, you know, pretty much either or, so it's hard to say that he was referring to, you know, like a 29-day month, mechtesi, right? That's not the standard. So the way the Tana talks, right, we understand why he's talking specifically year. We're discussing the other scenario, right? When you have a zoo, which is not really discussed here, right? That you know, the Ran is really saying on his own, and he's sort of qualifying the Mishnah from before, and he's saying that the Mishnah before, or what he said before, and Mishnah Meis Leis, right? Which sounds like it's a hekif. Right? See, so on that, the Ran is saying that if it's Shana Uberes, so it's not really a full hekif, right? That's what's coming out of this Ran. Right?
Maybe be able to say it even in a stronger way is that a year is 12 months unless we have a kumbah say of the Beis Din extending it, right? But the chodesh, that has to do with the ages of the month, right? There's nothing inherently of a month being
one or the other,
right?
One or the other.
But here it's 12 months.
Actually, it's 29 and a half. Right.
Which is 29
and a half.
So you wouldn't call it an extension. It's not an extension.
There's no default. And by the year, the default is it's going to be 12.
Right.
We proactively go. But by the month, there is no default. We're waiting wherever Besen says. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay, that's a good sfor. Okay. So now like this. So we just saw like this. So that there's two steps over here. We have the initial halacha that if someone asks is a year, being that year could be niskayim at any point of time, it could be niskayim in a shana pshuta. So therefore, that becomes the essence of the neder, and therefore it becomes a 12-month neder. That's what it is. The Rajba said even a step further that even if he establishes the nether and he relates that 1 year, he asked 1 year and he says, I want it to start now. Right? The Loshon of the Rajba is miyoyim zeh, right? But he asked it 1 year, right? And it's different than the ratio. He's not asking this year, he's asking 1 year. And it starts from now, right? So that's what we're understanding, that doesn't change the essence of the nether. The nether is a year, right? So even though like this, and I said, as the chiddush over here is like this, is that we don't really have that proof from another year, right? In this case of, because Itaka can't be Mekayim in another year because he's limiting the Kiyim to this year. Now, nevertheless, the essence of the nether is a year, and a year is 12 months, right? That's what we're saying over here. Right?
Is there any Havamina that the nether be kayim for every month except for the Adar Sheni and all the other 12 months the nether is kayim, but when it comes Adar Sheni you have a vacation, no nether for a month? Because if you say in or Iba Bechlal, is there any Havamina that, like, now you want a month off?
You gotta drink a bird.
Is there such a happening now?
I don't think so.
You know what I mean? Even though the Lashon is in her Iber Bechla.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand the Iber to be Adar Sheni.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I hear where you might have thought like that. But it doesn't seem like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see if we could get just that halachos of this. I want to jump over here. The Rajba brings Rais and Zachan. We're not going to go into that right now.
What's the main thing the
Rajba
saying?
The Rajba is coming to say that even if Yitaka cannot be Mekayim the Nether in a different year, right? What we had said till this point was that the fact that the Nether could be Niskayim in the Shana Pshuta is an indication that is the essence of the Nether 12 months. Right. Now the Rashi is going a step further, that even in a scenario which Yitaka can't be Mekayim the Nether in a different year, however, since the Nether was made Shana, right, intrinsically it's a Shana, you happen to have limited the Zman Hakim of that Shana starting now. Right? But it doesn't change the essence of the Nether. So even though over here, practically speaking, Yitaka can't be Mekayim the Nether in a Shana Pshuta, but the essence of the Nether hasn't changed, and therefore the essence of the Nether is 12 months. So even though right now it can only be in a scam in a Shana Muberes, doesn't change the essence of the neder, and therefore remains only 12 months.
Is the Ran who said that because you can be mekayim the next year, would the Ran agree with the Rashba or disagree in the case where he said Shana Achas?
So the Ran talks about that, right? The Ran is going to talk about this right now. Right? Ve'enon nirali. Now, I just see. So I'm just thinking right now whether we want to get involved in this, or maybe we could even. I think maybe it would be safer if we let's jump to the end of the Ran. Jump to the end of the Ran, and the Ran argues on the Rashba, and he goes even a step further. All the way at the end of the Ran.
So he says that if you say miyom zeh, then you have to keep 13 months.
I believe so.
When he says shana achas.
Yeah, I mean he has his conditions in what it is, right? If you could see, but right now what I want to get to over here, let's just talk about this. We'll stay more local, not into some such detail. Vani, see towards the end, the last two maybe three lines. Vani choychech oid loimar.
What does choychech mean?
Remember we had this before at the beginning of the Masechta, Rav Akiva at Choychech
B'zeh L'Hachmer. Yes, that was in the first Mishnah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What does it mean? No?
So, Meforshim, different explanations exactly what that means. But it means to be noted. To be noted L'Hachmer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's exactly what the nusach over there means. When is that? That's the Ran that is borrowing that lotion. When he chichich oid loimar, the afil b'shana achas stam also bibura. So now this Ran, right? The Mefarshim talk about. It sounds like the Ran, you know, Ran started saying one thing. This is not like he started over here. The Ran was, is he choizer? Not choizer. But the Ran says like this: "V'ani choicher loymar. Da'afil b'nada shana achas tam osa biburu. The mistama shana zu mashma. V'iposha nami kov ani loymar the ein loyt hashlumin." That means like this: that the person says shana zu.
Shana
achas. Right? I'm sorry. Shana achas. Stam. Shana achas tam. Also bibura, the mistama shana zu mashma.
He means to start right away. So he's chayzer
this
on what
year.
He said above.
That's what it would sound like. The iposha nami kovan ilomer de enle tashlumin. The mehashta chayil
nami. What does that mean, the iposha is nami kovan?
That means if he's ma'acharit, right? If
he didn't keep it now,
right? So he was thinking before that he could be mekayimit. That was part of the hanocha, right? So the Ran is saying that he's choshish that if someone says shana achas and he's standing in a year which is a shana muberes is shana zumashma,
but he has to keep a full 13 months maize place from today to get back to the same
year. I think so. The mistama shana zumashma v'posha nami kov v'nilema den hashlumin mahashu l'chayal nidrei.
He's saying that he's not allowed to. In other words, if he doesn't, happening this year, he doesn't.
That's all, right, yeah. Right. He came to kind of himself, and if he doesn't do it now, then he's over there to Nether. Right?
The Bami said you get Baal Ta'achar and you can't do it the next year.
Right, right. Now he's saying that it's not just about the Ta'achar. Right? Now.
And if that's the case, then. No matter what he says, if he says Shana Zu or he says Shana Achas, so whatever he says, it always comes out to be 13 months, according to the last line.
I think so, right. So according to this man, it would seem, according to this man, if someone says Shana Zu and he's standing in a year, right, that to get back to the present date that he is right now, in take 13 months, then El Taka will be also 13 months, right? That is also Bibura.
What that we're discussing here is the Yisod here, all based on Lashon B'nei Adam. In other words, that everything. In other words, if times change and people mean different things, then the halacha could change.
If that were true, right? If this is this, I would think that doesn't really have so much to do with times, but theoretically, yeah. I think this is a Lashon Miyad Mishu over here. Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, I just, you know, just from the shir here, I think we're all a little amazed that a year doesn't mean from this month till that this month comes next year. You know,
so I mean, this is really okay. This is really a tutzlag in the Ran, right?
Right.
Right.
What did the person say? Shamazu?
In all our cases, before we came to this sugya, did we ever think that a year means 12 months?
So you want to say maybe that relates to Lashon B'nei Adam? Maybe that's something that...
I mean,
if
it's Lashon B'nei Adam, and you'd ask me nowadays, I don't know, we don't have such a big poll here, but I would get...
Okay, that's what you're getting at. Okay. And that's something to look into. Right. Mm-hmm.
What about if you say Shana Zu and there's 3 days left of the year? You think that Lashon B'nei Adam is that it's over by the end of the year?
Shana. Well, what are you saying? Shana Zu.
Say Shana Zu.
Right.
And it's 3 days before Rosh Hashanah.
So is that dependent on what you're saying? This year, you're asking it this year, right?
It sounds like you're asking an extended period of time, and it ends up you're asking for a couple of days.
Okay. So you think that's another example? Maybe that people relate to it differently today.
I think that could be dependent on Lashon B'nei Adam. What Lashon B'nei Adam means.
Uh-huh.
And maybe they mean 12 months back to this date next year, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, once you're raising that point, you know, I guess when people talk about years at all, Bukhlal, you know, what are people thinking, right, in today's... Yeah, that's what I mean. Alright, so Bukhlal, how that plays out. Okay, that's a good point. Okay, yeah, Yakoponim, so that's the Ran over here. The Ran, and for those who are want to test themselves if they remember from the beginning of Masechta, right, the Ran references one of those earlier sugyas at the very beginning, Hareini Nozir, right, whether it's Chal right away, right, the Etzem Nezer, right, so he relates that to this din over here that he's talking about. Right.
But the maskana of this round right here is that it happens right away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No tashlumin, And when you say Shana Achas, you mean really starting right now, and it's 12 months.
Mm-hmm. So he's, you know, so what he's learning, he's going, you know, a few steps, not like not this Rashi, as he's saying, right? Because the Rashi said, you know, if you said Shana Achas and you relate it to this year, you know, still the Rashi holds it's 12 months, right? And the Ran is saying that even if he didn't specifically relate it to this month,
he
said to this year, right? You said Shana Achas. Mm-hmm. And the shonazu, right, is an intrinsic relation
to
this year.
No, but they said shana achas.
I'm saying,
so you have to keep till next year, May slays, heck if whatever, till this date next year.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm just saying is that he's saying mistoma shonazu mashma. Even in he didn't add this piece that the Rajba needs to add, that it should start from now. And that the Ran says that it starts from now, and not merely starting from now, but it intrinsically relates to this type of year, and, you know, the Ibra will be awesome. Right, so it's even more than what the Rajba is saying, right? The nether will start from now. And it can only be miskayim now, but he's still arguing with the Rashba in such a case, whether it's a 12 months or it's 13 months. Okay, Lomazen, let's see a little further over here. The next chelik of the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about like this: Ad Rosh Adar, Ad Rosh Adar Harishin, Ad Seif Adar, Ad Seif Adar Harishin. A person makes a neder, and he says that the neder will end Rosh Adar. Zok the Mishnah, that it ends, we're going in the case, like the Mishnah says in Sabra Shana, there are two Adars, and he's only offered to the beginning of the first Adar. He says, at Seif Adar, again, at Seif Adar Harishin. So that means that, like the Gemara says, Alma Stoma the Adar, if a person min hastam talks about, relates to another, his intention is adar rishon. At this point, we're learning the Mishnah that he knows that there are two adars in this year. Right? He knows about that, and that's the Mishnah saying that stoma the adar is the adar rishon is what people in hastam refer to, and if they meant adar sheni, then they would specify adar sheni. That's the Gemara. Amos stoma the adar the koma rishonu. Leima masis from Yehuda he zok the Gemara. But lechora this is toin a machlekes. Zok the Gemara. Right? Lechora is a machlekes tanoim whether the stam adar is adar rishon, right? Rather sheni. Zok the Mishnah like this. Disanyu. Zok the Gemara. Disanyu. Adar harishon koisef adar harishon. We're talking about a shtar, right? And we were dating a shtar. Is zok the price that if the shtar is written shtar, whatever kind of shtar, right? Get so whatever it is adar harishon. If this is the date, so case of adar harishon.
Are shtar probably in lashon bnei adam?
So are you questioning the Gemara's sushtel, or you just? At this point, just an innocent inquiry, right?
I mean, a little bit of both.
Okay. So let's see, right? The Gemara definitely is relating the two, right? And we'll see, right?
Well, you
and
think so, right?
And then, yeah, it's mistaken that it is like that. It should be like that, right? That's you know that the Lashon Bnei Adam is what that conveys what the intention is.
Didn't Shtaros be written sometimes by the year of the king? Like the king, this king, and then the king is a king for 1 month, and do you count it for a year, and the 2 months, and the constant thing about that, no?
So that might be the year, the years. Years. We're talking about right now the month, right? Right, that we had right when the year is over. First year of the Melch, second year of the Melch, right, that might, you know, Malch Yaakov, right, could have different, right. Mm-hmm. Now, come on, we're talking about the month right now. is zok the Mishnah, zok the Brayis again. Other Harishon, Kaisa Harishon, other Sheni, Kaisa, other Standard of the Meir. Shitas Reb Meir is that the Stam Ador is Ador Sheni, right? And if you want to write a date of an Ador Rishon, you have to specifically state Ador Rishon. Reb Huda Omer, Ador Rishon Kosev Stam Ador Sheni Kosev Tinyan. Reb Huda is the one who says that Ador Rishon is Stam Ador, and Ador Sheni you have to specify. That's Tinyan, the second Adam.
Does everyone agree that you keep Purim on Adar Sheni?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we pass it. That's
right. Everyone agrees with that.
Isn't that an indication that Adar Sheni is Dikur Adar?
What makes you say that?
Because if Adar Rishon is Dikur Adar, I would think that you should keep. I know you want to make Gula close to Gula.
Okay, so you know, you're answering.
But if the Ikra Adar is Adar Rishon, so the Adar Sheni is just like an added month. It's not really an Adar. It's just a new thing. It's called Adar Sheni. It's a new Zah.
Wait. When you're saying everyone, right? Are you saying Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir?
Yeah.
Right. So that's right. I don't know. Do we know that? That they both agree with that.
I think in the sugis of in Megillah, which was maybe some while ago, we'll have to freshen our memories. But I don't think
it seems like everyone agreed to that over there.
Right.
If I recall correctly.
Maybe there's a shaila b'diyevit in certain halachas. No, you have to see that the sugi over there. There's some machlokes in the b'diavad, you know, koru, you know, sabashon, this kind of halachas. But I think
if they were basing on the bezdin when they say kiddush hachodesh, and the bezdin might not make the ibur till the end of the second end of Adar, so you maybe already kept Purim by the time.
That's the Mishnah, right?
Right.
Korah samgil bal Rishon nisav Rishon.
Right. Right.
So that loch is Korah bal Rishon.
Right.
Right.
That's the
loch.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the,
yeah.
So you see the Ikur is Adar Sheni.
So whether or not we'll see about that. There is, I think, a Rosh that does say such thing like that. But the truth is that that's not necessarily a kaveh over here. But there is an interesting hakira that I think the Achbarim talk about, that when you have an ibriyor, so which is the addition, right? You know, is the second Adar added, or the first Adar is the one that's added, right? And so you know what you're saying about Purim might give
how
the idea.
How do you say the first Adar is added?
Well, that's what you just said, right? You're going that Purim is the Ikar Adar, so
it
must be added.
How can you say that though? That
why?
Doesn't make sense.
Why?
Because you have the month of Adar, and then you have an extra Adar. It's an extra month.
Why is that?
The concept
how do you know
of inserting.
Right?
How could the first one be extra?
Extra means in the total number of months of the year. That's what extra is. Right? There's a second Adar, but we're exactly with its positioning. It's a different question, right? We're right. Which in the position does it come before the?
Well, is it Tali and Rameh or Rabbi Yehuda whether the first Adar is the extra one of the second Adar, the next one?
So, possibly, right? Matt, I'll leave it to MS like Shlomo was saying that this might be a specific issue of Loshu Bnei Adam, so. You know, it could be that doesn't relate to anything intrinsic, right? That might have to do with the intrinsic. You know, who's the real Adar here, right? But even that, like you're saying, you have to see the sugis over this to see what the basis of.
But to make the Adar is it more interesting?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, there's two things with
uh-huh.
with it. Is first of all, at least Miikra then is Avelis goes after Adar Rishon, right? So,
when you say aveir, in what sense?
If a person died in a shana pshuta, the ikra yartzeit is the first adar.
Oh yeah, okay.
And then bar mitzvah, right? So if a person was born in a shana pshuta, right? So on a regular year, his birthday, let's say his bar mitzvah, right? Which is mamsha, you know, nafkaminas, tremendous nafkaminas, right? Mm-hmm. So his birthday would be on the Adar Stam, right? But if it was a Shana Pshuta, his birthday is on Adar Rishon. So we do say
it's Shana Beres, it's right, so it's Adar Rishon.
Right? So, again, if he was born in the Adar Rishon,
he was born on Shana Pshuta or on Shana Muberes?
He was born on the Muberes, right?
Oh, on Muberes, okay.
And if it's a Shana Pshuta now, his birthday is on the Stam Adar, which, right?
It's the only
Adar.
But we see that. Adar Rishon is tied to Adar Sheni, right?
Is that the case that you want to talk about? You want to talk about the other case?
Well, both cases.
If this year there's only one Adar, so do you see anything from there?
Yeah. Well, you see
What's the other half to make him wait till Nisan for his bar mitzvah?
I don't know what the other half mean is, but we see that there's a relationship between Adar Rishon to this Adar. In other words, it
has to be bar mitzvah sometime.
Okay, so make it
Shvat. Somebody who's born on February 29th, they say he has a birthday every 4 years. It's not like
right. So you have to say something, right? But we end up saying that it's an Adar, right? So we see.
What else should we say? What's the other option?
Well, you know what it's negay. It's negay is that like a bar mitzvah on a lamed, right?
Right.
If someone right is born on lamed, right, and there is no lamed, the year is bar mitzvah. So then it's taka. You know, it's not. It's not that. It's something else.
It's pushed off to the next day.
And what do we know about this? Well, what?
I think so. It's like a famous question also.
Uh-huh, right. Yeah.
It could be that the twins, one is born, there's two others, and one is born the last few minutes of the first other, one is born the first few minutes of the next other, and when they have the bar mitzvah, the bar mitzvah is Aleph of the other Shana Pshuta, and the other one is the bar mitzvah Chav Tes, 28 days later of the Shana Pshuta.
Okay.
So it can be very confusing. But is there a tzad to say that the two others are really Chodesh Arichta? Like one being.
Okay, so the Ran mentions such a tzad according to the a different gears in the
right,
in the Mishnah.
That Ad Sof Shana
Okay. We'll get to the in a moment. It's like too much at once. Let's just work out the Mishnah according to this.
Just saying that we see that the Adars are semi related. You know what I mean? That Adar Sheni is the Ikar Adar, but it's not like Adar Rishon is just sharing the name of Adar Sheni. It has a some type of relationship to.
It is an Adar. It's not just like, you know, we could have given a new name, right? We didn't. It is an Adar. That's true.
Yeah, it could be a new name. It could be the Rosh Chodesh Eber.
Right. Even for that, may you see that there are dinim even on Adar Rishon, right? When there's two Adars, the dinim on Yudalev and Tezvov. Right. Yeah. Very good. Mm-hmm. Right. Such a lofus. But what about once you're talking? Let's talk about the opposite case. What about the opposite case? Then there's someone was born on a Shana Pshuta, and now it's a Shana Muberes.
Right.
Right. So what's the halacha over there?
So there we pass the second Adar. Right. I think the only time we go after the first one is with the Velas.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But as far as Gadlus, it's
are you talking about Avelis the first year the person is nifter, or are you talking about Avelis with with every year the Yortzeit.
Every year.
Because Tavelis, the first year is probably in 11 or 12 months, nothing to do with how many others there are. I'm saying it's to do, but we don't base it on.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about the Yortzeit.
The Yortzeit, right.
All right.
Well, I guess it's so much a deraisa issue. Right? I mean, is there a deraisa? Any deraisa issue of a yard site? I don't know.
Not that I know.
Right. So the
some people get very heated. if they have a yard site, they want to plumb it and they can get very.
Right, so I guess the only deraisa really issue.
But the deraisa is you want to keep it up aim. You want to keep it up aim, so that's the only deraisa that can be shy to the thing. There's no other deraisa. So you feel like you're not doing your keep it up aim if you're not doing your yotz like a hoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe we'll get to see that there is a rosh that. That does talk like that. We'll see in a moment.
It talks like what?
Like you said, that maybe there are things in halachas maybe which indicate which is the ikar ador, and that might have a bearing on this. We'll see what. Okay, so let's get to more. So the more side is that the more understands that it's machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir that. Which is the stam ador? Because when you're writing a star, there's a machlokes that which of the two adors has to be detailed and specified, and the other ador is the stam ador. So it's machlokes of Yehuda and Reb Meir what the stam ador. Our Mishnah says.
Is there an opinion that you should write on the Adar Rishon, and Adar Sheni, write Adar Sheni, and don't write Adar Stam on either of them? That's what I would do. I don't know if anybody could listen to me, but why do you have to write Adar Stam by either of them? Why can't you just write by Adar Rishon, by Adar Sheni, Adar Sheni?
You could. We're talking about what the halacha requires, right? So there is a stam ador, and therefore you could rely on that. You want to know, and I don't know in Shulchan Aruch how this, if there's a lichat chila halacha, just that, to be clear of any kind of sfeikis. Akoponim, so you have to check over there. Maybe it's
called
shtoris.
We call one other rishon, we call one other sheni. I think we don't call any of them; just plain ador. I don't know if Rosh Chodesh Benjamin has any big significance. I'm just saying that, we say Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon Yeh B'Yom Ha, whatever, and then the next one we say Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni.
So this, next time you can correct the guy, he'll scream out what he says.
I'm just thinking just the Laor Yor Ha'or, that I mean the purpose of Kiddush HaChodesh, or is to let us know what month is coming up and what halachas are relevant to it. So it could be that we want to let us know that this year there's one or two, right? So even if Stam Adar might be Adar Rishon, but if we want to let everyone know that Purim is not going to be this coming month, so then we want to stress that point. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, but Akoponim. Okay, yes. Let's see. So Akoponim. So we have Machlokes over, and therefore the Gemara says V'chore that our Mishnah is telling the Machlokes. And our Mishnah happens to be Rabbi Yehuda. If and according to Rabbi Meir, things would be different.
So according to our Meir, at this Havamina, we think if you write Adar, you mean Adar Shadar Sheni. Adar Sof Adar means Adar Sof Adar Sheni. That's what we're thinking now, according to our Meir.
Yeah. Right, right. Our mission is a neder, right? You made a neder, right?
And you said Adar Stam.
And you said Adar Stam, right? Right. So it would be all reckoning with Adar Sheni, right? Right. Now let's see even what changes in the Gemara, right? Omra ba'afit hem Rab Meir, ha de yoda de ma b'shata, ha de lo yoda. Zokt the Gemara that our Mishnah could even stim with Rab Meir. There's a difference whether he knew or he did not know. That means our Mishnah, which reckons with Adar Rishon, is talking about that he didn't know that there was an Adar Sheni.
When he made an Adar.
Right. Right.
And therefore, he thought there was only going to be one Adar.
Mm-hmm.
So
in thinking that there's only one Adar, so then you know there's no need or to specify. So that when you're saying Adar, you're according to your understanding that's what you're talking to. When if there is only one Adar, so that's what you're referring to.
Right, but now that they found out that it's going to be 2 months after he made his nether. Maybe the word Adar means the second month of Adar. Maybe the nether extends till then. Even though he didn't know about it, what is his? So you say.
So
his das is.
So you want to know what's his das? A person, granted, a person thinking that there's only one Adar, right? He definitely at the time of the nether, he's thinking that about the month, you know, after Shvat, right? That's what after Shvat before Nisan.
Or maybe that, had in mind whatever is called Adar.
What?
I have my nether until what's called Adar.
Well, let's just see what the Gemara says, and then we'll think whether we understand that how it has to be. I mean, the Gemara is telling us that if a person makes a nether thinking there's one Adar, and therefore in his mind, you know, he's referring to that month between Shvat and Nisan, and now. Now he finds out that there are two Adars. Then on that thing, Mora is saying that everyone agrees, even a mayor, who by him Stam Adar is Adar Sheni, but in this scenario, when he only knew that there was only one Adar, then his intention is the Adar after Shvat, the Hainu Adar Rishon.
Both for the tchilo of the month and the sof of the month.
Mm-hmm.
But this is harder to understand according to people that have done the gear, sir.
Okay. One thing before we get there, but let's deal with the shot that you want to know over here. Why taka is that nesenis? what is the deciding factor? The fact, I mean, the mice, things changed, right? Or right? There was new information that was developed. Now that there are two. So he thought there was only one, but there are still two possible, even at when there's one Adar, right? But you know, obviously you're not thinking about the first because there are no first or second. Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, you have the Adar after Ashvat and the Adar before Nisan, right? So what was he thinking? Why taka does it become? If there was only one Adar, why is it that we're sure that he's referring to, you know, now it's inspired at the two, no, he was referring to the first. Right?
Not that, but he knows there's a possibility there's going to be Ma'abra the Shana every nine in whatever it is, seven and 19 years. Every 7 and 19 years, they're gonna be Ma'abra the Shana. He knows there's a possibility. He's been around. So saying, since he knows the possibility, and if the word Adar, when there are two Adars, always means the Adar Sheni Chodesh Rameir, so why can't his words be pushed to Adar Sheni?
Let's see.
If this was specifically on the Dharm Shaila, you could give a swara that a person doesn't want to extend his nether longer than you know, we assume that he has the shorter nether.
Like the katsir, we say tchilas and katsir, because
right.
You know what, I like that svara.
Right, but the only thing is that we're saying that this applies to shtaras also. So, I don't know, I mean, maybe you could say the same svara, but let's say, you know, I'm renting this apartment, until Adar. You know, so the at least
that's only one of the scenarios, right? But when you're talking about a shtar, you might be talking about you know this man of get of
right.
Of,
that's of what Shakedushin, right. So right. I don't know. If,
that's a good point. That's a good point that you're saying, right? Right. It would seem to be that it's taka non dependent.
It could make the shtar possible. It can make it ma'ukhur or ma'ukhur.
Right. Right. So this point over here, right, needs to be followed through. Exactly why does it follow? Why does it follow that according to saying even what Reb Meir, the whole sheet of Reb Meir is that only when you know that there are two others, so then people view the second adar as the main adar, and that's when minasam that it's the second adar, and the first adar needs specification. But if he doesn't know of that,
you can't say he had it in mind because he didn't know about it. So he had in mind what was going to be at that moment, what he assumed was going to be that there was only going to be one adar.
Now it is. Now let's talk, just speak this through, if this was touched on before. That there really are two cases, and let's see if it makes a difference over here. There really are two cases of when we say not knowing that there's an Adar Sheni. Right, it's possible that it was already decided. Right,
he doesn't know.
Right, he doesn't know. Like in our situation, right? You know, our calendar is set up. Right, it's right. Right.
No, he doesn't look at the calendar.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know. So in this scenario, right, your ha'ora, you know, if that point is more relevant, right. The fact is that there are years which are not, and it's predecided, what it is, it could very well be. Then you have the other scenario where he knows what's going on, and it was not yet decided, right? So it definitely, as far as we're concerned, it hasn't been established as a year that has two. All right, it would seem to be over here that there is no difference between these two scenarios, and this halacha is that if both cases, if a person doesn't know at the time, and he's for whatever reason he's assuming that there's one, right, that's the halacha that Remeir is masking that. He's referring to the first Ador, and even if it's been inspired, the two Adors, that nevertheless, that's what his intention is. Now,
the president didn't announce it yet, so then obviously you can say lo yada. But if the president already announced it, just he's not familiar with it. He didn't look at the calendar, so it's very hard to prove that that's the case.
I mean, he knows, right? I mean, he knows what he knew, and if this is halacha, and it's his nether, it's not he knows what he knew. So if this is halacha, if he didn't know that's what this means, so that should be the din, right? I don't think there's any issue of not believing him.
Isn't there
the question might be seen definitely for himself. If he made a nether on someone else. Right, and that's very maybe a shadow of an emonos, right? But right, there could be an emonos on that. You could believe him what he knew. Now as you mentioned, like this, that the Gemara is equating the din of shtar to the din of Nidorn. So it really should come out that the din of shtar. I mean the din of shtar definitely talking about. We know that there's two, right? That's the question over here, right? You know, we're discussing of you know which machlekes Yehuda and Meir, right? The two others in front of us, right? And the question is, you know, what's you write in the shtar? We have to write other. Specify the other, not specify the other, right? Depending on what's what. So that's what this Mishnah is talking about. But were it to be, right, it should come out from the Gemara, Lechara, that if at the time the Shtar was written that he didn't know and he wrote Adar, then even Remeir's mask, he means Mother Adar Rish, right? It should play out in Shtoris also. It's interesting to note that in the Rosh says like this, that not just merely that the case of Shtar is talking about that they knew, but the man Rosh said the whole case of Shtoris makirin bi ibra hashono. The Rosh makes a point over here that.
And what are they referring to when they say Adastam?
That's the Machlokes. The Rosh over here. It would sound like from the Rosh that
the Bezdin didn't announce it yet.
So that's another one I'm getting at. And the Rosh sounds like that it definitely was. The question is whether he was aware of it or not. In other words, it was established.
What did the Rosh say again?
The Rosh, when the Rosh speaks out the Gemara, which is mechabed into two cases, Hod Yoda Le Yoda, the Rosh says that this that the Brayis is talking about Yoda, he says, Kol Kois V'Shtoris, people who are involved in writing Shtoris, they're informed. So we have the right to assume that they knew, right? Mm-hmm. That's what this Mishnah over here means. And our Mishnah is talking about when he doesn't know. That's how the Rosh speaks out the chiluk over here.
So the way the Rosh is learning, it sounds like he's understanding the Mishnah is talking about. They already announced it's
going to
be every year with this specific guy.
Right. Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Right. Right. So let's just see, you know, as far as what changed in the Gemara. Right? I mean, the Gemara originally thought that our mission is totally in the Machlokes. Right? So this will be, just we could be mistaken because they had to learn exactly. Right? You want to know in the Saka Daitach of the Gemara that the Gemara held that our Mishnah is that of Yehuda, right? Or maybe the Stam of the Gemara, even the Ali of the Emes, right? If there's a possible machlekes between the Stam of the Gemara and Abaye, right? Right. Akoponim, what did the Gemara hold? No, I'm just mentioning over here that in the Gemara first says that it's Lema Asisin of Yehuda, and Abai says Afilo Tema, right? So is there a machlokes about this? You know, is that the Stam of the Gemara holds one way and Abai holds not like, or it's just like a Sakatatach and a Maskana? But Yimashigia, just point like this, you know, as far as what was Nischadish in the Gemara, right? Is it possible to say that the Gemara knew, even in the Saka Daituch, that there's two cases of Yoda and Lo Yoda, and the Gemara thought that the Machlokes applies to a Lo Yoda? Right, now the Gemara Maskana is saying that the whole Machlokes is when you're Yoda, only when you knew, right? But if you're Lo Yoda, then everyone agrees that you know, when you say Adar, so you're referring to Adar Rishon. That's what the Gemara says. Now, in the Gemara in the Saka Daituch, what did the Gemara hold? was the Gemara assuming that we're all speaking with a Yoda? Right? Is that the Pshat in the Gemara? That the Gemara didn't think that we were talking about a Yoda. But the Gemara,
I understood the other way.
Okay, yeah.
Is that there would be no difference of Yoda and
there would be no difference. Okay, fine. So that means, let's hear how that sounds. That means that right, and this really, you know, is what we were really you know, grappling with a little bit over there. That why Aliba the Emes, according to Reb Meir,
well,
why does he agree?
Lo Yoda, why would one man the Emes say you write other Rishon for other Rishon if you're Lo Yoda?
What? Saying, yeah.
You tell me you understand there's no difference between Yoda and Lo Yoda.
Right.
Because Machlos Rabbi Huda, our mayor, is even when it's Lo Yoda.
Right.
So why, when it's the first Adar, would anybody write Adar Rishon if there's a good chance it's not going to be two Adars in a Lo Yoda case?
No, the question is, if he wrote Adar Stam, right, and he didn't right. Did he mean other?
No, you're right. See, the case of that price is talking about that they knew. That's the case. The question is the question. Right, but the question is the halacha of what a stam adar, is that dependent on the case or not? Right. So we're saying the stakadaitech was that the shita of what stam adar is not dependent on the fact that they know. Whether you know or not, there's still machlokes, and therefore, even at the time, if you thought that there was only one adar and it changed now, the same thing applies. Whatever stam adar means, it remains. No difference whether you knew it, whether you didn't know. Right, so that's what the Gemara is being mechadish now, that you might have thought that according to the Meir, it doesn't make a difference, and stam adar is always adar sheni. And as long as it's, even if it's nizbar, right, if you find out later that there's a second adar, when a person minastam adar is adar sheni.
Even the gabbai shtaros, or the gabbai nadar.
Both. It should be both. Right? I mean, it'll be relevant.
I mean, somebody writes. You can live in my apartment until Adar. This rent you're giving me now is still Adar. They write the shtar, and then it comes out to be there's two Adars, and there were low Yoda when you wrote the shtar. You tell me that the assumption is it's Adar Sheni, even though it's low Yoda.
I mean, the same way we're saying that the nether will extend to Adar Sheni. However you understand that, right? It's the rental agreement will be the same thing, right?
That's the
Havarim. Mm-hmm. Now it would seem from the Hemshech HaGemara, the Gemara's Mamshech Vohosanya. The Gemara seems is bringing a raya, right? A raya to this chiluk, Vosanya, right? Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar. Now, I mean, this Kinneres is talking about a neder over here, even though in the Mefarish his gears is a koisiv, but you see in the Hemshech Hadvon, but he's talking about a neder. I'm not sure what that koisiv means. Vasanya, ad Rosh Chodesh Adar, ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Harishin. He makes a neder which is Til Rosh Chodesh Adar, zok the Tana, that the Isser extends till Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon only. Im Hayis Shana Muberes Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Hasheni. Is there's a difference in the din? It's Zok Demora Mechlal the Reish Lav Muberes Haskinon. That I mean, the Tana says Im Hayis Shana Muberes. It would sound like that. This is like this is now introduced. This is a new piece in the case. And more means to say is that, you know, if we're discussing an Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, in the first case also, so then it's also there was a it's a Shana Muberes. Zok to Gemara, so then what's the difference? So much more, you know, how the Pashile, the Ma'abr Shata, Hod Lo Yoda. Zok to Gemara, I see that there's a difference. Then that'll be the track. Because I've had in both scenarios, the fact of the matter is, it's a Shana Muberes. So what's the difference in the two cases? So Zok to Gemara, that's the Chiluk. In the case of the Reisha, is that he was not aware of it. And therefore, if he says Av Rishchodesh Adar, then Stam Adar will refer to Adar Rishon. However, if you know about
the stars and in the Dharam.
Right? So like this. So the Gemara is bringing a raya to this chiluk. So therefore, Taka would be mashma, like you're saying, that the sakatat of the Gemara was, is that there is no chiluk. Right? That the same thing should apply, that even if he was lo yoda.
This price is only going like Rameir.
Right, that's what we're showing. The raya is that Rameir is masking. Right? So we're showing over here that a loyoda Rameir is masking to. That's the raya. Okay, so that's the Shach Chav Gemara. Right? Whether Rameir is masking by loyoda or not, there will be a mockum to say not like that. And that was the Sakhdat of Gemara. And even the Gemara's Teretz. More has to bring a raya that there is such a chiluk. Okay, fine. I think we'll hold over here for now. Okay. Yeah. I just want to show you that round. The very last Tosfos. Excuse me. There's a Tosfos over here. If you want to see that, Persian talk about this.
On Omid Beis.
And the Tosis, he's talking in the Shittas Reb Meir that Stam Uberis is Adashani, and he says a few things, right? You see that? The Mamash, the very, very last line in the Tosis, Adar Stam Shom Uberis Haino Adashani, and he says like this, the Chodesh Ha'Iber Adarishan.
Where are you reading?
I'm reading Tosis.
What's the Dibur Masko?
The last, this Tosis is the last line in the Perek.
All the way down there?
Yeah. Right, this is weird. Tosfos speaks that out. Oh, maybe they... Is it rearranged in your... What's the very last word in the Tosfos in your print?
Bedover.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I see that they must have switched it around, right? Because this really is shaykh to Ahmed. Yes, I guess you want to know the
Damascus is the cloud.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay, I have it further.
Okay, right.
So it's the top of the page.
Okay.
So what does the Tosfos say?
Hey, so look at this. So go over there in that Tosfos of Mechlal. He speaks through the Gemara. The Gemara's Raya over there. See? Right. He's Lo Yoda, that's why it's Adoration.
Right.
Sefer Yod Muberes. Benodar Ad Adar Sheni. Right? Because Omar, the Adar Stam Shomveres, Hanu Adar Sheni. And he says over here, he says, the Chodesh Ha'Ibur Adar Rishon Hu.
Right. That's the added month.
V'loy Adar Sheni.
Right.
Teida, he says, I'll prove to you, Shaharei Adar HaRishon Mishloishim Yoim Sheni Michav Tes. Now, this I'm not so clear exactly how this works. Maybe Shlomo would understand this better. A proof of who's the real Adar, because Adar Rishon is 30 and Adar Sheni is Chavtes. And the Shana Pshuta is Chavtes. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be every other month. It's supposed to be 30, 29. So I guess Shvat is 29, so Adar Rishon is 30, so that shows that it's the...
But the Cheshon is supposed to be that on a Shana Pshuta...
Adar Beis is always 29. And Adar Rishon is always 30, and Adar Sheni is always 29.
And Nishana Pshuta, what's Adar?
Is
29. Okay, so that's good. So if the Adar Rishon is 30, so that's not the number, that's not the regular number of what Adar is.
Right. So he's bringing that as a proof that the extra
the adoration is the extra.
I still have a hard time thinking that something's added at the beginning, but okay.
The Megillah Purim B'Sheni Amo Rishon Chodesh Iyar, right? So this is what you started talking about. Such a thing has there's certain indications of what's the real
Adar,
right? So this taste is does seem to talk like that.
But I think there's other Rishonim the other way around, but the other Sheni is the added one.
According to this taste, it sounds like this might be the Machlokes Tanoim, right? Machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda.
The Rishonim and Machlokes in the Poskim.
Okay. That's true. That is true. I think they even talk about what this taste really means, whether this is intrinsic or in the eyes of Bnei Adam. Just
right.
Again,
because again. Assuming that this is Lashon Bnei Adam, so then what Nafkamina is, which is the...
It should be noted that the Rishonim and Poskim debate which month of Adar the Halacha considers the extra month. The Rosh to Megillah Davavam and Beis writes that when a year is extended before the first Adar, the first Adar is treated like the preceding month, like Shvat. That is, the main Adar is the second one. According to this view, Nedarim and Shtaris are an exception to this rule, for their language is interpreted according to the popular usage, which indicates the true intent of the vow. The Gra writes to the distinguish between the Nedarim. The Dharma Shtar one brings down all different.
Okay. There's what to look at, right? Different back opponent. But this Taisvis over here seems to make a mention, right? Exactly what Taisvis means and what we can take out of the Taisvis. But at the Moskourishin, Taisvis sounds like that he's using an indicator for the essence of the month, right? You know, whether that necessarily should have play a role in the Daspri or other, which Dharma are dependent on. Right, that's a point.
What note is
that? It's a footnote in mine, number 15. And then the thing that the Sof Adar might be Sof of the second month.
So that's we said month. Well, that's
the in the Mishnah.
There's a gear that the Ran talks about.
The Mishnah adds Sof Adar Hasheni.
So the Ran talks about.
I would like that much better.
What?
I'd feel much more comfortable with that.
Oh yeah. How do you understand that?
So when you're talking about when, another, because most people, I would have thought, would think that the beginning of Adar is the beginning of the first Adar, and the end of Adar is when all the Adars finish. You know?
That's right.
That's
what I understood when I read the Mishnah.
If you look in the Ran, I wonder if he's saying that. I thought Ran was saying a little different, but maybe. See, the Ran says that the explanation of this is that we view as Adar as one long month. That's how he talks. So the Ran, right, I think the way you're saying it, that it's like two separate months, but you know when we're talking about the end of Adar, we mean when Adar's over. The name Adar is a thing of the past.
But again, if we're talking like a Lush B'nai Adam thing. Then I don't know if those two things are so different.
We find that Rosh Hashanah is called Yom HaRichta.
Chodesh.
This is called Chodesh
HaRichta.
Rosh Hashanah is very strange because every other time when you have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, it's the last day of the previous month and the first day of the next month, but Rosh Hashanah, it's Aleph and Beis of Tishrei.
Yeah.
If there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, if it's based on a suffix or something, we're not sure which day they're going to be mikasa kodesh. It should have been last day of Elul and first day of Tishrei, and it's a suffix which one is which. But we don't do that. We do Aleph and Beis Tishrei.
No, that's it. That's good.
Okay.